Now, black smoke and flames in the air last night in West Belfast, or indeed for most of yesterday evening. I want to speak to Aidan Jennings from the fire service. Aidan, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well. You are still technically in West Belfast. Are you worried that it would flare up again? Why do you stay so long?
Yes, I'm still here, still at the scene myself. Our crews have been here overnight. We received the first call around 4:45 last night. And our first attempt resources quickly made up for additional appliances to deal with what was a very large and quickly developing fire, with the risk of spreading to other premises. The nature of the materials that are on fire, those waste, domestic waste products, we remain because that continues to burn and smoulder below, and we're continuing to apply water, and I expect that we'll be here for the next 12 to 24 hours.
And how does a fire like that actually start?
We've not yet confirmed the cause of fire. However, I believe it to be accidental. That our investigation will be on through the day to confirm exactly what happened to start that. What I would say is we've worked tirelessly through the night to resolve the incident, to prevent fire spread, and we've done that. In the initial moments of the fire, we had a number of adjacent diesel tanks and oil tanks, etc. I'm working with the staff from waste feeders. We identified where those were, and we were able to put protective measures in to prevent that making the incident actually worse for us. So what we're dealing with is the building itself, now 120 metres by about 80 metres, which contains that domestic waste product and continues to burn and smoulder. We've some concerns with structural safety, and we're assessing that at present to see if we can actually enter the structure itself in areas to continue to firefight. I expect we'll be here for the next 12 to 24 hours working away.
I suppose a fire like that could start as a result of someone putting something in a wheelie bin that ends up in a large plant like that, and it days later it actually ignites. Is that possible? A careless disposal of maybe a cigarette or something?
No, I don't believe so. Days later, that would be. I don't believe that's the case. As I say, we've not yet confirmed what the cause of the fire was. However, we have machinery inside the building, etc. So we'll get to the bottom of that. We'll work that out. But I'm not concerned that someone put something in the bin a number of days ago would have caused the fire here.
But are you still open to a suspicious activity?
We'll consider all avenues, but I don't believe that we have anything deliberate or suspicious in nature here.
Okay. And Aidan, looking at the fire last night on television when Barbara McCann brought us the pictures, I was thinking to myself, where exactly is that? And then I had a look around. I said, of course I know where it is. And it's very close to other factories and not a million miles away from homes and businesses. Is that the best place for such a massive recycling unit?
Location of premises like that for us wouldn't be an issue for the fire and rescue services. What I would say is we're working with the other businesses this morning to maintain access for them, to get normal delivery back for those other businesses in the area, and getting lorries, vehicles, good delivery staff, etc. in the other business this morning to ensure that normality as much as is possible continues and runs through the businesses that are here, so the impact's minimalised. If I could, Frank, I'd like to take the opportunity to thank our crews who've worked, both the operational crews on the ground throughout the night to prevent further fire spread and bring this under control, and our control room staff who've mobilised and resourced this incident for us last night. We've had to, because of the nature, and I heard you say just before I come on, we're in the region of 17 hours now, and I'm telling you we'll be here probably next 12 to 24 hours. Our staff are coming in from across the province to resource us because of the demands for it. So a big credit to the staff who've worked here tirelessly all night and rotation of crews that's involved.
Yeah, I'm sure they all deserve praise, and it's a reminder just of how slick the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service is when it comes to bringing a fire under control. But the one guy that stuck out for me on the news was the boy in the cherry picker, absolutely enveloped in black smoke with full breathing gear on, hosing from above. You'd have to be pretty courageous to do the sort of work you guys do.
We have two aerial ladder platforms involved in the fire still at this stage. So both of those, because of the nature of the fire, as I explained previously, we have that concern with structural integrity of the building. Our method of attacking the fire is from those aerial ladder platforms which operate above the fire. The crews are in breathing apparatus operating on that because you're correct, of course, they are enveloped in the smoke occasionally as wind changes, etc. So they're applying water onto the fire from above through the roof, which has given way. And that's our method of firefighting at this stage with it.
And in the meantime, with so many of the fire appliances tied up in West Belfast, if there's a call out somewhere else where indeed some of the units would be from? Are we well covered at the moment?
Yeah, I can provide full assurance to the public that we've fire cover provided across the province. We maintain 4 firefighting pumps here, as well as the 2 aerial ladder platforms and a high volume pump to give us the water supply we need to supply those aerial ladder platforms. However, I mentioned earlier our control room staff and their role, as well as turning out appliances on a day and daily basis, 24/7, 365, is to resource our incidents with those released in the rotation of crews. So they're looking after that from our headquarters control room and doing an exceptional job for us last night, both for our appliances on the ground and our officers who are coming in and out and rotating to maintain supervision of the incident.
Okay, Aidan Jennings, Fire Officer with the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service. Thank you. Thank you very much indeed, Aidan. Thanks for your time. Thank you.